Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The top U.S. defense official chastised Russia for dangerous and reckless behavior, saying it was, quote, pretty obvious that Russia was behind the use of a military-grade nerve agent against a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters Tuesday at the Pentagon. He was asked to describe the incident that has since touched off a diplomatic backlash against Russia. He said, attempted murder of a man and his daughter. How's that for starters? NATO, meantime, has announced it is expelling 7 Russian diplomats and denying accreditation to 3 others as part of what it calls a broad, strong, and coordinated international response to the nerve agent attack. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I have today withdrawn the accreditation of 7 staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for 3 others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people in line with my decision.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has promised a transparent investigation as thousands of angry and distraught Russians gathered Tuesday in a Siberian city after a fire at a shopping mall killed at least 64 people, 41 of them children. Putin has blamed the deaths on criminal negligence. Many of the families are angry that he did not meet with them when he visited the city. This is VOA News. A high-level North Korean delegation has reportedly made a brief visit to Beijing, fueling speculation that the reclusive country's dictator Kim Jong-un met with Chinese officials in the capital. Suspected militants have fatally shot a Somali regional lawmaker in Mogadishu. Rukia Abshir Noor was shot in her home in the Shibis district of Mogadishu on Tuesday. The lawyer for the opposition senator Minguna Miguna, who holds dual Kenyan and Canadian citizenship, says his client was detained by police at the Nairobi airport during an attempt to force him onto a plane to Canada.
The court had directed that, you know, the government departments, the relevant government authority, should give Miguna a safe passage into the country.
Earlier this month, a Kenyan court ordered that Miguna's Kenyan passport be restored and that he be granted entry to the country. Miguna had been deported by Kenyan authorities in February for his role in a protest by opposition leader Raila Odinga. Former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is awaiting his fate in Germany following a European arrest warrant issued by Spain. Reuters correspondent Jacob Greaves reports.
A decision on extradition, though, is unlikely this side of the Easter break, according to court staff. Puigdemont is currently housed in Neumünster jail after entering Germany on his way back from Finland to self-imposed exile in Brussels. He faces up to 25 years in prison on charges of rebellion and sedition for organising an illegal referendum for Catalonia and unilaterally declaring independence last October. Other former Catalan leaders are also facing charges or fighting extradition.
Correspondent Jacob Greaves. The Attorney General's office in the western U.S. state of California is joining an investigation into the deadly police shooting of an unarmed African-American man so as to provide independent oversight. The announcement was made by the police chief of Sacramento, the capital city of California, where the shooting occurred. Chief Daniel Hahn said the partnership is intended to, quote, build faith and confidence in the investigation. California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra said his office would ensure the investigation would be based on the facts and the law, nothing less and nothing more. Law enforcement officials are investigating the death of Stephon Clark, who was fatally shot by 2 police officers earlier this month in his grandparents' backyard. He didn't have a weapon, just a cell phone. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.